Supernova. This is a new release, a drama, a romance, and I reckon this sounds pretty damn good.
It looks amazing. It's going to be a real tearjerker. And two absolute class acts. We've got Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci. And you probably know Colin Firth by look. Stanley Tucci, you definitely know him if you saw him.
Yeah.
And basically they play sort of like a middle-aged gay couple. And Stanley Tucci's character is suffering early onset dementia. And they decide to go on a road trip before his condition worsens to see some friends, see some of the country. And I say some of the country, I mean the Lake District in England. And yeah, it's sort of like a road trip film filled with emotion. And even just the trailer, I was close to tears. Mm. So a beautiful drama, beautifully shot and an amazing setting. An absolute winner, this one.
I've seen the trailer a few times, and every time I see it, I think, this is a movie I really want to see. I think, and they sometimes don't, but in this trailer, they've just captured the, I don't know, the warmth, sadness, empathy, like everything's in there. You just look at it and you go, I know I'm going to howl my eyes out, but I really want to see this, you know?
Yeah, and it's done very convincingly. I mean, they portray a couple that have been together for, you know, two or three decades, I think, but are still in love, and they're, you know, dealing with that moment that hits some couples. And it's very poignant also because we've got the father on at the moment dealing with very similar issues from a different perspective. So, as you said, definitely one worth seeing on the big screen.
Yeah, most certainly. And that starts tonight at 7.
Correct.
Right. So get online and book, folks. I reckon that's an absolute winner. Now, Berlin, 2007 documentary, the music of Lou Reed. I saw Lou Reed, would it have been then? Probably a bit later than that. I saw him in Melbourne, and great concert. Very strange concert, though. Did not speak.
He didn't speak.
The whole concert, it was only after the encore, he said, good night, I love you, and walked off. They were the only words uttered from start to finish.
It's a bit unnerving when you see someone like that in concert, isn't it? I recently saw Bill Callahan, both at WOMAD and in Melbourne, just pre-COVID, and he was the same. He didn't say much at all, if anything, between songs, and you sort of miss that engagement when you're at a concert. But anyway, we digress. Lou Reed. Basically, this is one of our many concert features, and we like to do these with Cinetopia, try and do them at least once a month, so that you can get that sort of concert experience. We crank up the volume to concert volume. And, this one is brilliant. I've actually seen this, so I can speak with some authority. It's basically a full live concert of his 1973 album Berlin, which was absolutely panned at the time and was a commercial flop, but has, you know, gradually over the years become, a renowned piece of work.
Yeah.
And this one was filmed over 5 nights, I think, in New York. And it is a classic Lou Reed. I can't remember if he speaks much during, to be honest, but the backing band is fantastic and the imagery is amazing. So if you like your concert footage and you love your Lou Reed and your Velvet Underground, this is definitely one for you, a one-off only.
Yeah, okay. And that's Tuesday, 7 o'clock.
Tuesday, 7 o'clock.
So still showing, you mentioned The Father, Nomadland and The Courier, plus Encores of Minari. So see some good stuff going around.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time to be here. The May program is absolutely fantastic. Booking up fast, so make sure you get in early so you don't get disappointed.
It's just as well that most of the big companies can make great movies as opposed to those that try and put on great award ceremonies like the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, you know, there's a couple of Oscar winners in there as well, of course, for this month, so we like to do a bit of that. And, as you check out the program, we're getting lots of really positive feedback about the May program. It's an absolute winner.
Yeah, it certainly looks it. Martin, thanks as always. Have a great week and a great weekend, of course, too, and we'll talk next week.
I'll look forward to that. Thanks, Mark.